Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. All right, here's a great verse for you today. It's Romans 3:23. This is a part of something we call the Roman Road to Salvation, kind of where you jump in the Roman Road, where you begin it. And it simply says this, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." For all have sinned. Everyone. So I had a conversation one time with an older gentleman, and he and I were talking. We were actually sitting at a Starbucks just talking about faith, and he'd not made Jesus Lord of his life or anything like that, but he had a lot of questions. And so I simply asked him, you know, starting off on the Roman road, Romans 3:23, all have sinned. Do you believe that you're a sinner? He says, "Well, you know, I kind of have a hard time with this," because he's like, I'm a good person. You know, I treat people with kindness. You know, I go out of my way to make sure, you know, I'm treating people kindly. He says, you know, if people are mean to me, I don't tend to reciprocate that. I don't think I've sinned. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Well, as he was talking, this woman walks into Starbucks and her shorts are like really, really short. I mean, she could have just been wearing a bathing suit. That's how short her shorts were. And so, you know, I was like focusing as hard as I could right on his eyes, because I didn't want like to look away. I didn't want to, you know, it's just, but a lot of times you can't help what comes across your periphery. In fact, I have a book called Free, How to Win the War Against Sexual Immorality. And one of the things I talk about is, you know, the first look is free. You can't help what walks across your path. But when you take that second look, that's where you sin. And so as he was talking, I waited till he finished, and then I just looked at him and I said, "Did you see her?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "What went through your mind?" And he kind of started chuckling. And I said, "Do you think you lusted after her?" And he said, "Yeah, probably." And I said, "Do you think that's a sin?" And he goes, "I don't know." And so I opened the scripture and I showed in Galatians chapter 5, where it says this is sin, and all of a sudden it hit him. Wait a minute. I've sinned. And I said, "Yeah, all have sinned." And I don't know what it was about that specific moment. God just, you know, used that moment to kind of open this guy's eyes, but he ended up giving his heart to Jesus right there at the Starbucks. And that's better than any cup of coffee there. I tell you, it was amazing. It was just amazing how God used that moment. But something we've got to understand here is that every one of us has sinned. We've all fallen short. We've all made mistakes. We've fallen short of God's glory. And something that's really interesting about this passage of scripture is we only quote verse 23, but look at what the rest of this around it says. Let's start in 21. "For now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And verse 24, "and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith." Okay, what are we talking about here? Yes, you've sinned. God knows you've sinned. You know deep down in your heart that you've sinned. Now, we could have stopped right there and just say, you know what, we're all sinners, we're hopeless, forget about it. But that's not where God stopped. God said, you know what, I'm going to send my boy down there, and he's going to take care of the problem. And he is going to become our sin so that we can become his righteousness. And here's the catch, is if you simply believe in Jesus, then you'll get that righteousness that the law and the prophets bore witness to, but couldn't possibly manifest. So your Father in heaven loved you so much that he sent Jesus Christ so that he becomes the sin that you couldn't stop doing. And if you'll just believe in him, you're justified by his grace as a gift. It's not something you could do. It's not something that you could earn. He himself gave his only son so that you could be redeemed through Christ Jesus if you would only believe that you would become the righteousness of God. What does that mean? That means, yes, you're a sinner. But God's grace is bigger than that sin. This is what God did for us. Jesus became our sacrifice. He died in the place we should have. And even though all have sinned, everyone can have grace as a gift as well. And it's very simple. He doesn't make it hard to jump through hoops and all this stuff. He simply says, just believe in Jesus. Have faith in God through Jesus Christ. And rather than being labeled the sinner that we all are, you can be identified as the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. It's amazing. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.